This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Bitter envy and selfish ambition are at the root of a lot of the problems in your life and my life. Not just with us, but with other people. Bitter envy and selfish ambition are at the root of a lot of problems we face, because James says where you find those two things, you're going to find disorder and every evil practice. Let me give you a somewhat humorous example from my high school days. At the end of my junior year, I had ambition to become the senior class president. Some of you remember that. At the end of your junior year, you have the election. So I ran against one of the football stars from my class. There were 250 students in the class. And the day of the election came, the votes were counted, and somebody came up to me and said, "Randy, you not only lost, but you lost big time. You lost big time." And so I went home thinking it's all over, I've lost. I had to go to a banquet at a hotel in Rockford, Illinois that night. I lived in Hammond, Indiana, near Chicago, and I had to go to a banquet with my boss, the guy I worked with at the time, worked a job in high school. And so we went to this banquet and for the company. And there's an announcement over the hotel PA system during the meal: "Randy Snyder, please come to the front desk for an emergency message." Well, I thought something happened to my dad or my mom or my brother or sisters, and so I literally ran to the front desk. This was before cell phones. I said, "What's the message?" And they said, "You have a family member on the phone." I picked up the phone at the front desk, and my sister said, "You're not going to believe this, but one of the counselors at the school found after school in a trash can 50 or 60 votes with your name on it that had been thrown away and replaced by other ballots. Because of selfish ambition, people were willing to do something that they wouldn't normally do." Let me tell you this, it doesn't stop in high school. It goes on to college. And it doesn't stop in college, folks. It goes on when a man or woman is in their 20s and 30s, and it goes on to 40s and 50s, and it can go on to 60s and 70s and beyond, because selfish ambition and bitter envy are two things that create disorder in a person's life. And every type of evil practice, you do a DNA study of something bad in your life, and you can trace it back to bitter envy on somebody's part or selfish ambition on somebody's part, and maybe that somebody is you or me. That's the point, the lesson of that verse. Selfish ambition is evidenced by a willingness to do things we wouldn't do otherwise. It's a willingness to cheat, steal, and lie to have personal gain. Now I want us to bring up verse 17. Here's the good part, the positive side. "But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy, and good fruit, impartial and sincere." Verse 18, "Peacemakers who sow in peace raise a harvest of righteousness." Peacemakers who sow in peace raise a harvest of righteousness. Listen carefully. It's intriguing to me that James equates having godly wisdom with being a peacemaker. Not a peacekeeper, but a peacemaker. If you remember the Beatitude, would you say it out loud when I come to it? Jesus said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called" what? "Children of God." There's nothing that makes you a child of God more than being a man or woman who's a peacemaker, who seeks to take two people who are at odds and bring them together.
Well, this program will continue tomorrow, obviously, and we'll continue with asking the question, are you a strife maker or are you a peacemaker? I think down deep in your heart, just like I do, we know what we are. We know our bent. We know what we go for most of the time, to bring people together or to divide people. It's a valid question to ask in your life and my life. That continues tomorrow as we continue the study of James 3.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.